Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We are digging through the crates for some scratchy 78s, 45s, LPs, cassettes, and even compact discs. Along the way, we'll discover some classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, soul, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library music, easy listening, and just about everything else that tickles my ears. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. Thank you for coming on this journey of homegrown, homemade radio. This is DJ Frederick, and the Thrift Shop is open for your listening pleasure here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. You can tune in every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. I'm here until midnight. There's always going to be something different to listen to. And this evening, I'm featuring some New England garage band music. Yeah, good old rock and pop, rock, folk, this, that, and the other thing, whatever you could cook up in your garage. That was a band called The Accents. They were from Providence, Rhode Island, and recorded on Planet Records back in 1966. A great tune called Birds in My Tree. Here's a band from Cambridge, Massachusetts called the Transatlantic Subway. And they put out one record back on Lightfoot Records back in the day, 1968. It's a tune called Winter Snow.
Winter snow has turned to rain. Sweet lily white, I will stand by you tonight, for your petals must never fall. Your beauty brings hope to all. fishing only in a field. A special fragrance is for it is that time of year when trees start their leaves to bear.
You better back down the hatches. Oh, the wind. water your flowers. It will wash your car. It will rearrange your lawn furniture. And when the wind starts blowing and the breezes fly, you better make sure nothing gets caught.
From my hometown of Manchester, New Hampshire, that was the Johnny Earthquake Band with Batten Down the Hatches. Before that, we heard Both Sides of a 7-inch vinyl single released back in 1968. The band from Cambridge, Mass, the Transatlantic Subway. We heard Servant of the People and Winter Snow, which is something we get a lot of up here in New England. I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, and you're listening on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, or online at classicalwscs.org. This evening, I'm playing some New England garage band music.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. In 1893, Pullman, Illinois was the classic company town. George M. Pullman, who had designed and manufactured the famous luxury Pullman cars, had founded the town of Pullman, Illinois, as a place where his workers could live. But George Pullman also controlled nearly every income in the little town. So when the Panic of 1893 hit, Pullman reduced the workers' wages by about 25%. Now, these cuts were bad in and of themselves, but unfortunately, they were coupled with Pullman's refusal to lower the rents for his company-owned homes in Pullman. The workers formed a committee and on May 7th went to Pullman to ask to have the rents lowered. On May 7th and 9th, they were flatly refused. Three of the committee members were then terminated. This caused the workers to declare they were going out on strike. And on May 10th, 1894, they walked off of their jobs. Then on May 11th, 1894, the Pullman plant closed. In solidarity, Eugene V. Debs, who was then the head of the American Railway Union, an organization devoted to protecting railway worker rights, ordered his union to refuse to work with the Pullman cars. The strike and boycott rapidly expanded, paralyzing the Chicago rail yards and most of the 24 rail lines in the city. President Grover Cleveland issued a federal injunction against the leaders of the American Railway Union. This killed communication between strike leaders and the workers, and it sent young Eugene V. Debs to jail on contempt charges when he refused to obey the order. In addition, President Grover Cleveland sent in federal troops from Fort Sheridan to break the strike. His rationale was that Pullman cars sometimes carried U.S. mail and that the strike was hindering federal delivery of the mail. On July 23rd, federal troops entered Chicago against Governor Adgeld's repeated protest. The result was one of the most destructive strikes in U.S. labor history. Tune in for our next Hidden History, which follows the results of the Pullman strike and the rise of Eugene V. Debs. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
This is DJ Frederick. You're at the Radio Thrift Shop. We're crate digging on whatever frequency you're on.
Clock back. little strange. Thoughts will make you giggle to yourself inside. And he asks you why you're laughing as he laughs along with you. You don't know, but you both laugh so hard you cry.
From Connecticut, a band called Tension. Does anybody really know what time it is? And yeah, we all know that is a cover of great tune by the band Chicago. Before that, from Massachusetts, CC and the Chasers, and hey, put that clock back up on the wall so we can know what time it is. Definitely need a clock in the studio here at the Radio Thrift Shop, because otherwise, how am I going to say, the old clock on the wall says it's time for another 45 blast from the past. All right, here's a band from the University of New Hampshire, the Checkmates.
Well, you wake up in the morning, Bob, and hear the ding dong ring. Well, you look on the chair, Bob, you see the same dirt. Hey, hey, there's no bread upon the chair. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with a man. But if I'm at the nice vision, shine its a light on you. Oh, let them be nice vision. Shine its ever loving light on me. Well, you're the comest rose of all. How in the world can you tell? By the way she wears a raping, boy. And the clothes she wore, oh, oh, she got an umbrella bar. Here's a piece of paper. She just went to see the governor, just to free her mind. And, but here come at midnight special. Here, shining the light on. Oh, yeah, let them be midnight special. Shining ever loving.
We'll be right back.
from a 45 released on Salem Records, actually recorded in Framingham, Massachusetts. That was the Del Reys with Billy's Beat. And before that, we heard the Checkmates from the University of New Hampshire with the Midnight Special. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and we're exploring New England garage band music here at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring science in the sea. The stellar sea lion used to be a common sight along the Pacific coast from Alaska to California. But for some reason, the sea lion's population plunged. So in 1990, the sea lion was placed on the endangered species list, which gave it legal protections. Thanks to conservation efforts, the species in the eastern half of its range recovered. And in 2013, the eastern stellar sea lion was removed from the endangered list. Over the decades, more than 700 species of plants and animals have been added to the endangered species list. Only about 30 have been taken off the list because they recovered. To be removed, there has to be an increase in the population of the threatened or endangered species. In the case of the sea lion, the population of the eastern group had climbed by more than 4% per year for 30 years. And the population has to be sustainable. Potential threats must be under control. The marine species that have been removed from the list include the brown pelican in Florida and Alabama, several groups of humpback whales, and one group of gray whales. Other species have been removed from the list because they shouldn't have been put there in the first place. A seagrass in Florida was dropped because it turned out to belong to a species that was healthy and widely spread. But some species aren't so lucky. The Caribbean monk seal was removed from the list in 2008, after it became extinct. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Profile America, Monday, March 1st. FM radio is 80 years old today. In 1941, the first commercial FM station went on the air, W47NV in Nashville, Tennessee. FM, standing for frequency modulation, was first proposed by Edwin Armstrong in 1922. By 1934, he was demonstrating to network officials how FM was unaffected by static, like all the radio stations then on the air, which used AM or amplitude modulation. World War II interrupted the advance of FM broadcasting, which surged in the 1960s when it began transmitting in stereo. Today, some 76,000 people work in around 17,600 licensed radio stations, of which over 13,000 broadcast on the FM band, including low-power FM stations. Profile America is in its 24th year as a public service of the U.S. Census Bureau.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio from DJ Frederick, spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave since 1975.
You came on right.
Released on Corey Records back in the day from Framingham, Mass., that was The Mauve with In the Revelation. And before that, we heard The Shillings with Children and Flowers. This is DJ Frederick. You're parked at the Radio Thrift Shop, and today, this evening, on this broadcast, we are exploring New England garage band music. The more obscure, the better.
Said you'd never leave me. said she'd never tease me, never leave me alone. Now she's gone and left me when it ran away. Said she'd never leave me, now she's gone to stay.
Yeah.
And there's some moody garage music from the band No Way, a tune called Decisions, Decisions. And before that, from Massachusetts, the Shilohs with Lonely Town. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on Classical WSCS at 90.9 on your FM dial in the Sunapee region of New Hampshire and worldwide at classicalwscs.org. I'm here at the Thrift Shop every Saturday evening from 10 to midnight. Strange hours, I know. But please join me. It's always a musical journey.
The first Pulse of the Planet program broadcast in 1988. It was about a sanctuary for wolves. And now, nearly 8,000 episodes later, this is our last radio program. In the background is a favorite soundscape that I recorded in Australia. This series was created as a reminder that beneath the onslaught of the daily news, the rhythms of the natural world, the pulse of the planet, still prevailed. If planet Earth kept a daily diary, it might sound like this. At least that was the aim, at any rate. Well, Pulse of the Planet will continue for a while as a podcast, and you'll still be able to hear your favorite past programs at pulseplanet.com. And all the sounds that I've recorded over the past 40 years now have a permanent home in the Library of Congress. It's been an honor to work on this program, and I just wanted to take a moment to thank the stations that have aired Pulse of the Planet, the many independent producers who provided interviews and field recordings, the assistant producers that I've worked with to craft these programs, the scientists whose stories we've told over the years, and last but not least, the millions of listeners who have been our partners on this journey. Thank you. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Well, that's a bit of news. It's the end of The Pulse of the Planet. Great little two-minute program that I heard back in the very early 1980s. Was captivated by that and have been listening on and off ever since, and trying to include here at the Radio Thrift Shop. So going forward, we'll definitely hear some Pulse of the Planet episodes from their archives. All right, back to the garage. This is the Ray G and the Counts with Arabic Jazz. Thank you.
talking to me.
Thank you. what's on your mind when the time has come and I'm leaving your side for the lonely ride. Back to the uncertainty, the absurdity of ever being alone. But if things don't turn out right this time, and the sky stays black, the stars don't shine, remember, I can't be yours if you won't let yourself.
Chronicle with the Words of Mourning. Before that, we heard Infinity with I Don't Like the Way You're Talking to Me from Salem, New Hampshire, released on Onyx Record, very legendary classic and obscure 45 label from back in the 60s. We started that off with a band from Rhode Island, Ray G and the Counts in Arabic Jazz. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to say thank you for listening and coming on this garage music journey, checking into a lot of rare and forgotten 45s from the New Hampshire and New England garage music scene. Until the next broadcast, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.